Helian Rain by George Mann, performed by Toby Longworth. Amongst the ruination of the ancient scriptorium, a statue of white marble was stirring. Tentatively, the figure came to life, shifting its position to better observe the courtyard on the other side of the broken balustrade. It moved with a practiced silence, resting the nose of its bolt pistol on a fragment of the shattered stairwell, its jaw set firm with grim determination. High above, through the canopy of cracked beams and smashed roof tiles, birds wheeled in an empty sky, punctuated only by the distant heat trails of drop pods bombarding the grassy savannas to the east. The place was shrouded in an eerie cloak of stillness, as if the building itself was somehow holding its breath, waiting for something inevitable to happen. Veteran Sergeant Gravis of the Raven Guard peered around the debris with eyes of pure obsidian, his pale skin stark against the surrounding stonework. The alien was barely visible, even with his augmented senses. Only the occasional alteration in the quality of light or the ghost of movement betrayed its presence in the courtyard at all. He wasn't yet sure if the creature had noticed him, or whether it was toying with him, waiting for him to make his move. Gravis turned his head, slowly, searching for any sign of his scouts. Nothing. He smiled. They were learning. Gravis returned his attention to the courtyard. His finger tensed on the trigger of his weapon. Just a second longer. It moved again. He depressed the trigger, spraying a round of hot bolt of fire across the flank of the concealed beast. What followed happened in a blur of movement so swift and so precise that Gravis was almost caught off guard. The tyrannid creature emitted a tortured howl, spinning around with surprising agility and leaping over a ruined wall towards its attacker. Gravis could see now that his instincts had been correct. The thing was a lictor, 3 meters tall, with a hard, pink, chitinous shell and a festering mouth filled with wriggling, writhing proboscides. Its eyes gleamed an angry red, and 2 immense bony blades scythed the air above it, the ferocious tips of extra limbs that jutted from its shoulders. Its ribcage was covered in a series of angular barbs that Gravis knew, from experience, were to be avoided at all costs. And it smelled like death, like the very essence of death itself. It was a scent that Gravis would never forget. Altheon IV would be burned in his memory forever. The creature raised its head towards the sky and howled once again, before stalking forward with menacing intent. It was then that the scriptorium erupted into a cacophony of sound and movement. The report of a shotgun, the chatter of bolters, the sound of boots crunching gravel, the ominous clacking of the lictor's hooves against the broken flagstones. Where previously the only sounds had been the distant cawing of the birds, now the ruined building was filled with the riot of battle. The scouts materialized from the shadows like ghosts stepping between the fabric of worlds. Grey camo cloaks billowing around their shoulders, weapons charged and ready, prepared, as always, for the battle to come. Gravis backed away from the lictor as the others swarmed around it, encircling it, trapping it between them with an ease and discipline that made Gravis's heart sing. Gravis squeezed the trigger of his bolt pistol again, loosing a hail of shots. The lictor thrashed around, unsure in which direction to focus its attack. Gravis offered suppressing fire as Tyrus leapt forward, lopping off one of the lictor's bony limbs with a single easy movement of his combat knife. Green ichor gushed from the wound as the arm fell twitching to the ground. Tyrus fell back to avoid the slashing talon from somewhere above that threatened to decapitate him in retaliation.
"Concentrate your fire on its head!"
Gravis strode forward, raising his weapon and firing directly into the nest of tentacles that swarmed around the monster's gaping mouth. The lictor screeched in defiance. It lashed out to the left, catching Corbis hard with a flick of its remaining clawed arm, sending him sprawling to the floor, his shotgun spitting wildly into the sky as his aim was knocked askew. He rolled across the flagstones and remained there on the ground, still, his face hidden from view.
"Bring it down before it can call for more of its kind."
Gravis moved to the left, trying to close the gap in the circle left by the prone Corvus, all the while keeping his black eyes fixed on the beast, his weapon trained on its head. It wouldn't do to offer the monster an escape route. Lictors hunted alone, but their kind were never far behind, and if they didn't bring it down swiftly, its pheromones would bring swarms of the things down on them. There was a cry from behind the lictor. Avin or Shiel. Gravis couldn't see which, but he could see the creature's barbed tail flick up over its shoulder, blood dripping from the bony protrusions that crested its tip. Another one down. Gravis felt something thunk into his chest plate and cursed for allowing himself to be distracted. He looked down in horror to see one of the lictor's flesh barbs had embedded itself in his armor. Extruded from the alien's chest, the barb was attached to a glistening tendril of thick, ropey flesh. The lictor jerked and Gravis lurched forward, only just managing to retain his footing. The creature was drawing him in, pulling the tendril back inside itself and dragging him closer in the process. Its slavering proboscides, or at least those that still remained after the rounds of bolter fire that Gravis had shot into its face, quivered with anticipation. This is what he had seen on Alphion 4, the horror of what those tendrils could do. He wouldn't let it happen to him. Gravis dropped his bolt pistol and kicked backwards, allowing his feet to come up off the ground and throwing all of his weight against the drag of the lictor's tendril. The barb held, and although the Xenos staggered, it remained firm. It continued to pull Gravis closer. Gravis took a deep breath. His next move was all about timing. Around him, the other scouts were still pounding the lictor with bolter fire and swipes from their combat knives, and he could see it was close to death. Syrupy ichor ran from numerous wounds in its torso, and the air was filled with the stench of scorched bone and seared flesh. But the creature's eyes still burned with fury, and he knew that it would not stop, not until it had burrowed its loathsome bone-tipped probes inside his head and stolen his memories, absorbed all of his thoughts. Death was one thing. A thing he would welcome when the time came, and he knew he had proved himself to the Emperor. But this alien, this monster, it represented something else. The loss of everything he was. He would not allow this creature inside his head. Gravis's feet skittered across the shattered floor of the scriptorium. The creature was close now, so close he could feel the heat of its fetid breath. He flexed his shoulders, readied himself. Then, in one swift movement, he reached up and clasped the grip of his chainsword, tearing it free from its scabbard and thumbing the activation stud. He swung it round before him, at the same time allowing his body to go limp, foregoing all resistance so that he was pulled sharply forward towards the straining lictor. He collided with it, caught for a moment in its bony embrace. For a moment, he thought he saw a flicker of triumph in the alien's eyes as it readied itself to feast on his mind, before it realized the chainsword was buried to the hilt in its chest, thrumming with power, wedged there by the force of its own trap. The lictor screamed as Gravis forced the chainsword up and out of its torso, ripping through organs and muscles and bones until, at last, the roaring blade burst free, slicing unceremoniously through its neck and finally silencing it forever. The alien wavered for a moment before toppling to one side, Gravis still tangled in a heap of limbs beneath it.
"Get me out of here!"
he barked at the others, who still stood in a circle around the dead beast, looking on with something approaching awe.